The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Mu'ed Katan Daf Gimel. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Ishmat Abraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenechenu Began Aiden Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shlema Yosef ben Sara Ena Refana Lo Betach She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Gimel, and we are 6 lines from the top, starting from the words Velo. Let us just review where we're holding in the sugya. We learned in the Mishnah, Mashkin Bet HaShelachim B'Mu'ed U'B'Shevi'it. So the Gemara says, I understand why you could be Mashkin the Bet HaShelachim on the Mu'ed, even though it's a Tircha, but there's a Hefsid. So even though Melacha is Asur on Chol HaMu'ed, B'Mkom Peseda Lo Gazrinan. Good, so that we understand. But Shevi'it, what's the reason why it's Mutar? Because we learned yesterday a very important Machloket between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah. When a person waters his fields on Shabbat, what is watering considered? Which melacha does it fall under? So according to Rabbah, he said it falls under Choresh. According to Rabbi Yosef, it falls under Zoreya. But either way, during the Shemitah year, Choresh and Zoreya are Asur. So how could you water your fields during the Shemitah? That was the Gemara's question. So the first answer of the Gemara was based on the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi held that when does the Isur of Shemitah, or when does it apply the Oraita? That's when, let's say, the Beit HaMikdash is Kayam. However, as much as Beit HaMikdash Kayam, Shemitah is only Midrabbanan. So B'mkom Peseda, Lo Gazrin. And the Mishnah was talking about Shemitah B'zman HaZeh is only Midrabbanan. That's the first answer. According to the second answer, Rava's answer, he says, no, we can even go according to Rava. That really, I'll tell you, we can even be going like Rabbanan. And I can tell you that Shemitah is the Bizman HaZeh Deoraita. But what? That which the Torah is Osir on Shemitah is only the Avot Melachot. And the Toldot that are written explicitly in the Torah. However, anything else besides the four Melachot, two Avot and the two Toldot that are written in the Torah, everything else is permissible. What are those four Isurim? So the Torah writes Betzira, right? And Betzira is like to, pick the grapes and to cut the grapes. So Betzira would be a Torah of Kitzira. That you actually, Betzira is a Torah of Kitzira. And Zemira would be a Torah of Ziri'a. And therefore, those are the only four Isurim, let's say, that are written in the Torah. So every other Toldah would be Mutar. And therefore, watering is a Toldah. And therefore, have a rule. Only the Avota Asurot, but not the Toldot. That's the Klal, according to Rava's answer. And that's why the Mishnah is telling you could water your Shemitah fields during the Shemitah year. Even if you want to say it is Doraita. So now the Gemara challenges that and says, Velo, meaning you're saying that, is that true? And it's not, meaning you're not Hayav from Toladot. The only Toladot that you're Hayav from the Torah is Betzira and Zemira. Vatanya, we have a Braita. Sadecha lo tizra, vecharmecha lo tizmor. Right? The Gemara quotes a Pasuk, Pashemita. Sadecha, your field, you should not plant. And your vineyard, you should not prune. So the Gemara says, "In the era zirua v'zimur." And I only know planting, zimur, and pruning. Minayin l'nichush. Nichush would be weeding. That's taking out the bad weeds from the good weeds in order to enhance growth. Ur'idud. Idud is hoeing, where you would dig under the grapevines by the roots over there in order to soften up the ground. Ul-kisuach, kisuach is another type of weeding, that she says, kisuach ba'asavim shechotecha ra'im min atovim. So what's the difference between kisuach and nichush? So that she says, ve'lov ha'inu nichush, te'me'akir ha'ikarim min ha'karka, te'leze en okrim ela chotchim le'ma'la. Kisuach, you just cut from the top, whereas nichush, you cut from the roots. So both Nichush and Kisuach are similar melachot in the sense that it's weeding, but one is done from the roots, that would be Nichush, and one is done from the top. You're just weeding out the bad grass from the top. That's kisua. Okay, so now we understand. How do you know those milakot are also asur? Actually, those are tuladot. How do you know these tuladot are also asur during Shemitah? Tamud lomar. Sadecha lo. Karmecha lo. The Torah, when it told me the isurim of Shemitah, it didn't say lo tizra sadecha. It said sadecha lo tizra. It puts the word lo next to the word sadecha. Right? It doesn't say lo tizra sadecha. It says sadecha lo tizra, as if to make a derasha, sadecha lo. Which anything in your field, lo. You can't do anything. And the Gemara doresh that. Lo kol melacha shebesadecha. No melacha is going to be permissible in your field. Velo kol melacha shebekarmecha. And no melacha will be permissible in your vineyard. So right away, we can go further, but right away we have a question. You're telling me that what? Toladot nar hayavon. Now the Gemara is telling me, not only are you hayavon toladot, meaning nichush, beidud, kisuach, but it's asur biblically. You're showing me a derasha from the Torah that toladot are asurot. Now the Gemara is going to bring another full host of other types of toladot that are also hayav. Minayin she'en mekarsemim. Now mekarsemim would mean here pruning trees, which means when we learned zimur, we also said zimur is pruning. All this is just terminology that you have to get. Zimur is pruning the vines. The word mekarsemim is pruning the trees. So just the same action, just by different items. Okay, pruning actually means where you take off the branches, you cut off branches. Ve'en mezaredin. Now mezaredin is taking off excess branches, which means not only dry branches. Usually when you prune, you take off the dry branches. But mezaredin is taking off dry branches and moist branches itself. Sometimes the tree is weighed down by too much branches, so it doesn't grow good. So you just take down the sheets. Mehatech anafim yeveshim ve'lahim. Because let's say it has a lot of branches, very branchy. Ve'en mefasegin be'ilan. Pisug is to support a tree. Sometimes you see you have a tree, let's say it's a young tree, and it needs support to be straight. So on Shemitah, it's also isur lefaseg. That she says, sumchina ilan shura anan yoter midai. It's very fresh and young, therefore needs support. So how do you know all these melachot are also asurot during the Shemitah? Same derasha. Tamud omar, sadecha lo. Karmecha lo. Lo kol melacha shebesadecha, velo kol melacha shebekarmecha. You're not allowed to do any melacha in the sadeh, and you're not allowed to do any melacha in the kerem. Okay, so now we just added three more toladot that are asurot, seemingly, min haTorah. We're going to give some more now. Minayin she'en mezabelin. Zibul is to fertilize. They used to put zevil at the roots of the tree in order to cause it to grow. Ve'en mefarikin. That's to take off stones, that she says. Abalim sha'al ikare ha'ilan. What's the reason why it's a suit to take away the stones? So we're talking about over here where the stones are embedded in the ground. So when you take out the stones from the ground, it causes the ground to turn over, and that's like plowing. Ve'en me'avekin. Le'abek is to take dirt and cover the roots. Sometimes the roots of a tree become exposed. It's not good. So they take avak, which is like afar, and they cover the roots. Ve'en me'ashenin. Ma'ashini would mean when it's forbidden to fumigate a tree. That she learns that they would take smoke and they would smoke the tree. What would the smoking do? It would cause the little worms that are on the leaves to fall off. So that's fumigating the tree. Other Ishanim don't accept the explanation of Dashi, because fumigating a tree is not enhancing the tree. It's just preserving the tree from dying. That should be permissible during Shemitah. Because preservation of the tree from dying is mutad. You can't enhance the tree. So they want to learn the ashen, that they would take a fragrant smelling ashan, and they would put it under the tree to give the tree a good smell, to give the fruits, let's say, a good smell as well. So therefore, how do you know you cannot do this ishun, as well as the other ones? Again, same thing. Tamud lomar, sadecha lo, karmecha lo. And what do we learn from that derasha? Kol melacha shebesadecha lo. You cannot do any melacha. So again, basically the question has been established now many times over. We've proven to you that many toladot that are clearly our toladot are asur, mishmita, midoraita.
Besides
the two toladot that the Torah writes. And therefore, we're back to the question. Why is it permissible to water a Shemitah field during the Shemitah? Mechaorah, you tell me it's a tolada. So what? Toladot are asurot. You see, don't tell me no toladot are mutarot in Shemitah. It's not so. Now, there's certain things that are going to be permissible. Now, let's get to the things that are permissible. Yachol lo yekeshkesh. Are you going to think that you're not allowed to make kishkush? What is kishkush? That she says kishkush is actually idud. It's a form of hoeing, where you're digging. But the word idud is hoeing by a vine, and kishkush is by olives. So what idud is by, again, a olive, is by vines. Kishkush is by olives. Tahat azetim. Yachod, you're going to think, you're going to tell me that kishkush is going to be forbidden under the olives? Velo ya'aded tahat agifarim. And you think you're going to tell me that it's forbidden? Do you think it's forbidden to hoe by the vines? Velo yimale nika'im mayim. Do you think it's forbidden to fill cavities of water? Seems we're doing cavities of water next to the tree that would cause for irrigation. Velo ya'asi ugiyot legifanim. And do you think it's going to be forbidden to make ugiyot legifanim? Ugiyot legifanim is they would make little furrows next to the ditches. Like ditches next to the vineyard. Tamud lomar sadecha lo tizra. Now the Gemara is going to prove that these items are mutar. How? Because we have a pasuk that says sadecha lo tizra. You're not allowed to plant your field in Shemitah. Gemara says, what do you mean? Ziri'a bichlal haita. Ziri'a was part of the klal. What was the klal? In the pasuk it says, ubashana shvi'it shabbat shabbaton yel ha'aretz. Now when it says shabbat shabbaton means the land has to rest. That's a general rule. We call that a klal. Doesn't specify any types of isurim. It just says shabbat shabbaton yel ha'aretz. That's a klal. So the Gemara says, Sadecha lo tezra, Ziri'a bichlal haita. Ziri'a was part of the original cloud of Shabbat Shabbaton. Ve'lama yatzta. Why does the Torah specify Ziri'a? La'akish elea. In order to make the following akesh, Lomar lecha, Ma Ziri'a miyuhedet avodah shebasadeh v'shebakerim. What is the property of Ziri'a? Ziri'a applies in all fields and all vineyards. Every field and every vineyard is subject to the laws of Ziri'a. Right, you plant in a field, and you plant in a vineyard. Af kol shi avodat shebasadev shebakerim. So it's telling you, what type of melachot can be asurot? Only melachot that are done in both places. In sadot, in fields, like say wheat fields, or where trees are, or in keramim. And therefore what? All these last groupings that we just said, kishkush tahat azetim, לא יעדד תחת הגפנים, לא ימלא נקעים מים, לא יעשה עוגיות הגפנים. That's only done in the vineyards. It's not done in the sadot. And therefore, we have a rule. To be asur in Shemitah, it's got to be דומה לזריעה. זריעה is done, בין בשדה, בין בכרם. So do all מלאכות או תולדות that are done בשדה או בכרם. To exclude the last grouping that we just said, that are only done בכרם או בזית. Okay, so that's why those items are permissible. Good? Mm-hmm. So let's review the question. The question is from the earlier groupings. We quoted Toladot, and we said they're Asur from the Torah, and we based it on the fact that it says Sadecha lo, Karmecha lo. Nothing is permissible. So if nothing is permissible, how did you tell me in the Mishnah it's mutar to water the fields during the Shemitah year? So the Gemara says, no, Midrabbanan. Vikra asmakta be'alma. These items over here that we just quoted are only asur midrabbanan. It's not asur min haTorah. This pasuk sadecha lo karmecha lo. That's only an asmakta be'alma. That's only a remez. And therefore, that she says, avan midoraita lo avi ela zemira ubitzira. And therefore we're back to the original answer. That really the Mishnah is telling you. That really the only deoraita toladot are the ones that the Torah wrote. Bitsira and Zimira. All other toladot are only midrabanan, and that would include watering the field. Oh, once you say it's midrabanan, so we're back to the answer. Midrabanan, in the case of Peseda, where the Shemitah, if you're not going to water the field, like it's Bet Shedain, the field's going to get deteriorate, therefore, it'll be permissible. We thought it's Deoraita. If it's Deoraita, there's no negotiating. If it's Deoraita, it's finished. You cannot do it. Say, no! It's Drabanan. What do you mean, Drabanan? We call it Pesuchim. Sadechalo, Karmechalo. That's only Anasmachta. And therefore, really, the only two Tuladot that are Deoraita are the ones that the Torah mentioned. Now, we do have a question that we have to answer over here. The question that we must answer is like this. A stira, if you paid attention closely in this braita, by hoeing, by a dud. Originally in the beginning of the braita that said, a dud, hoeing by the vines, is asur. It's a tolada, and it's going to be asur. And then we come at the end of the braita and say, Yachol, do you think a dud by gefanim is going to be asur? No. A dud by gefanim is mutar. Make up your mind. Is a dud by the gefanim asur, or is a dud... Asur is a mutar. Now the bright in the beginning, Smashma is asur. I quote you the line even. Right in the beginning it said, Minayin nichush ul idud ul kisuah. And the Gemara said, Tamud amas adecha lo karmecha lo. Then at the end of the bright that says, Yachol, lo yikashkesh al zetim, lo yadet al gevanim, Tamud amar, mutar. So that she answers, it depends. If it's new gevanim or old gevanim. Which means, if the gefanim is noon, this is the first time you're making the eidud, that's asur. That's already, you're hoeing for the first time, that's asur. However, if already the ground was plowed already by the gefanim, and now you're just redoing it, plowed ground already, that would be permissible. Look at Ashid, Ashid Dibura Mathil. Yachol lo yikashkesh ta'at azitiv lo yi'added. That we are dead. Vim tikshi. Ha asar idud la'il. Kataris le kaman b'orgiyot ha b'hateh v'ha b'atikeh v'u adin la'idur. We're going to answer atikeh and hateh. Old ones and new ones. Which means if it's an old one already that was plowed already once by it, you can plow it again because the ground is really soft already. But if it's, it's a new one and you're plowing it for the first time, so that's already going to be asud. In any event, we've answered the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara goes further. The kishkush b'shivyoit mishadeh. Oh, you're asking, you told me kishkush is mutar. What is kishkush? In a field of olives, you said it's permissible to hoe under the olive trees. This is kishkush. So think about, is that permissible? Ve'ha ketiv. We have a pasuk. Ve'ashivyoit teshmetena untashta. In the Shemitah year, teshmetena. You have to leave the field, teshmetena, let it sit fallow. Untashta, you have to leave it, you have to abandon it. So what do we learn from the words Tishmetena untashta? Tishmetena melekashkesh. You have to leave it, meaning you cannot hoe under the olive trees. Untashta melesekel. And you have to abandon it, meaning you're not allowed to take the stones out of the ground. Oh, so the Gemara says. So you see clearly what? We have a writer that says kishkush is really asur. That's what we're learning from the words Tishmetena. Amar of Ukba Barhama Tre Kishkushe Havu. There's two different types of kishkush. Had Abruye Ilane. One is to literally pierce the tree, which means you take the ground and you pierce the ground in order to, you know, open up the ground underneath the tree. The had situme pile. And one is the little cracks under the tree in the ground, and just filling up the cracks. So the Gemara says, "Abruye ilan asur." To pierce the ground under the tree, that's asur. That enhances the tree. Situme pile shari. But to just fill in the cracks under the tree is mutar. Why? So that she says that the itbe mishum peseda, which means when you're when there's cracks under the tree, when you fill up the cracks, you're saving the tree from hifsid. So to save him, if said, that's fine. But when you hoe under the tree, then already it's enhancing. Enhancing is going to be asur. Which means, all these toladot are darabanan. And therefore, if it's going to be, if said, We mutar, just like you can water the bet shlaim b'shevait. However, if it's going to be to enhance, it's going to be asur. Okay, good. So there's two types of kishkush. Kishkush that's mutar and kishkush that's isur. Now, itmar, we have a statement. Ha'choresh b'shevait. Now we discuss harisha. Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Elazar. Famous mahluk between Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Elazar. Had amar loke, b'had amar eno loke. Now we would take it for granted if somebody would have asked us before this Gemara, are you allowed to plow during the Shemitah? So clearly you're not allowed. It's a clear pasuk. The Torah says beharish ubakatsir tishbot, which means harisha is asur. However, that's a mitzvat aseh. The Torah says stop plowing. That's a mitzvat aseh. You don't get malkut on a mitzvat aseh. So it's possible something can be asumed the oraita, but you only get malkut on a lo ta'aseh. So now the question, we're not discussing is harisha asur. Everybody agrees harisha is asur min Torah. You cannot plow during the Shemitah year. Our sheila is, if a guy plows during Shemitah, is he subject to malkut or not? So to that the Gemara says, machloket. Had amar loke, v'had amar eno loke. So the Gemara wants to understand, what's the basis of this machloket? Do you get malkut? Don't you get malkut? Could be that this mahlokat tanaim is based on Rabbi La'a. Well, what does Rabbi La'a say? The Amar Rabbi Abin Amar Rabbi La'a, Kol makom Shnei Emar Klal ba'aseh Uprat belo ta'aseh En danin oto Bechlal uprat Uchlal. Now let's review one of the 13 principles of learning the Torah. One of them is a klal, prat klal. What does that mean? Klal means you have a generality. Right? Torah says Shabbat Shabbaton. Rest from the Shemitah in totality. That's a klal. Doesn't specify anything. Then it comes along and says Sadecha lo tizra. Then it gives you a specific. That's a prat. And then it comes again and gives you another klal. So the rule is that when you have a klal and a prat and a klal, it's not telling you only the prat is asur, but it's telling you the prat and anything that is similar to the prat. So the klal prat klal is really inclusive. It's coming to add more. Okay, klal is everything. The prat is limiting. Then the klal is everything. So how do you learn that thing? It's coming to tell you everything that's like the prat is going to be asur. Good. Everybody agrees to that principle of klal prat klal. Only thing is like this. When your klal prat klal is part from a mitzvat aseh and part from a mitzvat lo ta'aseh, are you doresh a klal prat klal? Mm-hmm. By harisha, if you're going to doresh a klal prat klal, which I'm going to tell you what it is immediately, one of the harisha part of it at least, which is the prat, let's say, that's in a mitzvat aseh. So the question is, are you doresh a klal prat klal in the mitzvat aseh? Or maybe you only doresh the klal prat klal in the lot aseh. Now, what are we talking to? Let's read Rashi. Kol makom shne'emar klal ba'aseh uprat belot aseh. Kigon haka dektiv. Ubashana shebi'it shabbat shabbaton yehiye la'aris. Klal. Now, by the way, that's right away in aseh as well. Shabbat Shabbaton means Torah is telling you, you have to rest the land. That's the mitzvah aseh. So the klal is in aseh. Hainu aseh. Then it says sadecha lo tizra v'karmecha lo tizmor. Then you get the laws. So that's already a lo taaseh, the prat. Hainu lo taaseh. En danin oto b'chal lo pratu klal. Ve'af al gav dechtiv klal batreh. Even though there's another klal afterwards, kegon ha'achad dechtiv batre, shenat shabbaton, which means it should be a year of stoppage. So therefore, that's another aseh. Kolomar en lo din dishar klal prat uklal sheketuvim kulo ba'aseh o belav. Normally, a klal prat is either in all in the lo ta'aseh or in all in the aseh. Here, it's a klal prat klal that's mixed. It has an aseh, Shabbaton, aseh, rest. That's a mitzvah aseh. Then it says lo tizra, lo tizmor. That's a lo ta'aseh in the prat. And then already the klal goes back and says, shenat Shabbaton. That's so we have a mahloket. If you can make cloud prat clause like that, when it's going back and forth between aseh and lot aseh. Now, the amar cloud prat to cloud iya tadan elakena perat. Now, normally, what does a cloud prat clause do? It includes things that are similar to the prat. The marbe kol midi demel prat. Now, if that was so, rabotai, your cloud prat clause, if you were able to be doreshit, it would say not only ziri'ah zasur, but anything that's similar to ziri'ah. For example, harisha, plowing. Now, if you're going to learn it in the cloud, prat comes lo tizra, lo tizmor. So you, not only those items, but also lo tahrosh. If you learn that lo tahrosh, it comes out that harisha is also a lo ta'aseh. If it's a lo ta'aseh, you get malkut. So if you're going to be doresh a cloud, prat, klal, so then it's going to make harisha, not explicitly, but through the cloud, prat, klal, it's going to make it a lo ta'aseh. And once that is the deed of a lo ta'aseh, you'd get Malkut. But if you don't doresh klal prat klals in ase and lot ase, you have no source to make harisha a lot ase. Continue Rashi. Ela dainina ne bechlal uprat. Now watch this. If you don't doresh a klal prat klal, it's just a regular klal prat. Now a klal prat is a much different dynamic. Because a klal prat is what? En bechlal ela haprat. Means when you have a klal generality, then a prat. The generality says Shabbaton, rest, and then it says what? Lot is more, lot is ra. That means that's the only thing. In bichlal ela mashu beprat. So if you can learn like that, you can't include harisha in the lot ta'ase. If you can't include in the lot ta'ase, you cannot get malkut. Who eid the nishtane mishar klal uprat uklal. I mean, in bichlal ela mashu beprat. Haniin, midya harina, lo. And therefore, the Gemara would say like this, the mahloket between the Yohanan and Bil Azar, do you get malkut for harisha in the Shemitah? That's really based on one of the principles of a klal prat klal, when the klal prat klal is part aseh and part lotas. I mean, you have the klal and the aseh. And you have the prat and the lotas. If you say you don't ask it anyway, beautiful. So therefore, I can include other things besides what the plat is. And we'll include harisha. Harisha lo ta'asi hayab malkut. But if you say, nah, klal ba'aseh and prat below ta'aseh is not nidrash, it's a klal prat. A kappa in, b'klal ila prat. And therefore you cannot include harisha, therefore you're not going to get malkut. So the Gemara says, man de amar loke, the opinion that says you get malkut, letle, the Rabbi Abin Amar Bilai, doesn't know the Rabbi Bilai. Meaning, yod, you can make a klal prat klal. Umadah bar eno loke. The opinion says you don't get malkut. Itnei d'Rabbi Abin, and therefore you're not doresh a klal prat klal. Therefore, you don't have a inclusion of harisha to get malkut. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. Gemara says no. Lo, teko le'alma letle d'Rabbi Abin amar bilai. No, nobody. Kulama letle. Nobody holds like this. Like Rabbi Lai, and therefore everybody agrees it's a klal prat klal. Rabbi, I said it's not a klal prat klal because one is aseh and one is melot aseh. The Gemara is saying, you know what? All opinions do not agree to this. Meaning, they all hold it's a klal prat klal. Let's have to analyze it ourselves. If it's a klal prat klal, so the chavara should be malkut. So the Gemara says, man de amal loke shapir. Well, according to the man says malkut, it's good because it's a klal prat klal, and then we're including more lot aseh, which is harisha. Umad de amal enu loke. Amar lecha, he says a hindu sakta. He says mechdi. Let's analyze. Zemira bechlal ziriyah. Right, zemira bechlal ziriyah. When the Torah says lo tezra, that was including also tezra, any form of growth, which is including zemira, pruning. Ubitzira bechlal ketzira. When the Torah said lo tiksor, sadecha lo tiksor, why did it have to say tipsor? Which means bitzira, which is also pruning on, by the vines, it's included in ketzira. Lemay or picking the fruit. Lemay el cheta kadvina rahmana. Why did the Torah then have to write zemiran bitzira? Lememar deani toldot hu demechayev atolda aharina lo mechayev. Which means only on these toldot, not on the other toldot, and therefore horesh is not included. Yes, there's a mitzvah aseh. You can't plow during Shemitah. That, no one's arguing. It's sudoraita. But you want to come and tell me now that you're going to get malkut? No, you can't get malkut. Because the only ones that you're going to get malkut on on the toladot that the Torah wrote. The Torah wrote Betzira, lo tipsor, and lo tismor. Only those, because otherwise, why write them? It's included in Ziri'ah, it's included in Kesira. And to tell me these, Yahaya, which you got Malkut. So lot I'll say for those, but not for Harisha. So that's his situation. I agree. Which normally I agree, it's a klal and a prat and a klal.
It knocks it out.
Right, it knocks it out. Therefore, really, if it's a klal prat, that should include Harisha. But it can't include Harisha. Because why then would the Torah write any toladot? Just let everything be learned from the klal prat klal. Right, and from the klal prat klal, I'll say, things that are dumb, it's a riad. Not only is it mirad, this and that, elawad. It's a klal prat klal other places. But here says I have another derasha that tells me only these. Because why would it have to specify two cases? It'll tell me these yes and others no.
Harish is
av or
is tolada?
Huh? Harish is av or is tolada? Harish is just tolada. Harish is tolada. Even if you want to call it an av. But bottom line, only these four that the Torah tells you. That's a good say. You can call it an av, let's say. But only these and not anything else. Why would the Torah write these four?
Anything that's domain to those?
No, that's a stretch. Why do you have to write anything domain? They get that from the klal prat klal. If you don't want to get anything that's domain, the klal prat klal would have served you that. But still with the klal prat klal, only you told me these specifics. Tell me these, yes, others no. Now the Gemara is going to repeat the Gemara we just said above. Because we just repeated a concept that we just said, toladot, besides zemiran, betzira, you're not hayav on Shemitah. So the Gemara says, velo, what do you mean? You're not chayav on toladot? Now I'm going to read this. Ve'at tanya sadecha lo tizra ve'kanvecha lo tizmor en li'ela ziruah ve'zimur minayin li'idur ul'kishkush ul'kisuach tamud lomar sadecha lo karmecha lo lo kol melacha shebesadecha ve'lo kol melacha shebekarmecha u'minayin she'en mekarsemin ve'en mezaredin ve'en mefasegin be'ilan tamud lomar sadecha lo karmecha lo כל מלאכה שבשדך לא, כל מלאכה שבקדמך לא. מניין שהם מזבלין, והם מפרקין, והם מעשנין באילן, תמוד אומר שדך לא, קדמך לא. כל מלאכה שבשדך לא, וכל מלאכה שבקדמך לא. So right away, you see all these תולדות that we mentioned above. And we say, אסור מן התורה. יכול, לא יקשקש תחת הזיתים, ולא יעדר תחת הגפנים, ולא ימלא נקעים מים, ולא יעשה עוגיות הגפנים. These type of things are mutar. Why? תמוד לומר, סדקה לא תזרע. זריעה בכלל הייתה. זריעה was already included when it said, שבת שבתון. Torah said, all types of מלאכה זה אסור. So why did they have to specify זריעה? ולמה יצתה? להקיש אליה לומר, מה זריעה מיוחדת עבודה שבשדה ושבכרם? Just like זריעה applies to שדות and כרמים, אף כל שהיא עבודה שבשדה ושבכרם. מה שאיגד, the last grouping that we said, they only apply to a כרם, they don't apply to a שדה, and therefore they're going to be permissible. But by the way, what's the Gemara's question? How could you tell me that the only toladot you have on is בצירן זמירה? You see all these toladot you have on, and it's based on the Torah law that says sadecha lo, karmecha lo. Gemara answers, midrabanan, vekras makna be'alma. It's only yisum midrabanan, these toladot. And the pasuk is only an asmakta be'alma. So therefore the Gemara is basically saying like this, we have a fantastic ma'loket, if harisha, back to the question, is harisha subject to malkut or not? Okay, what I want to say, the one that I want to say, loke, is because why? You have a klal, prat, klal. Even though it's in the aseh, what is the lot aseh? They don't go with the bil'ah. We make the klal, prat, klal. What does that do? It includes not only the prat, but things that are domain to prat. It puts in the lot aseh category. I agree you have a klal, prat, klal. But you also have another problem over here. Because why did Torah list specifically these and tell me these get malkut and others? No. Comes the Gemara and says, ki atar avdimi. When Avdimi came from Eretz Israel to Babel, Amar, he said, Yachol ilke ala tosefet. He said the following question. Do you think you're going to get Malkut on tosefet? Tosefet literally means on the extra. V'nasiv la talmuda, and he brought a proof from a derasha, liptorah. To say you patur from Malkut on Tosefet. So the Gemara said originally, Velo yadana mai Talmuda u mai Tosefet. We didn't know what he was talking about. We didn't know what he said Tosefet means. We don't know what Tosefet is. And we don't know what the Rasha he brought to knock it out. You know, Hayat Malkut on Tosefet. We know what he's talking about. He came along and said, Rabotai, the Avad Rasha, Tosefet, Shevi'it, Yepatur. And Avad the Rash. What's Tosefet? What's the Rasha? What are you talking about? So the Bir Azar, so the Bir Azar explained. Harisha. Tosefet, he actually was referring to plowing. Now the reason why he calls it a Tosefet, because it doesn't really say anywhere in the Torah, Lo Tachrosh. If anything, where do we learn Harisha's Asur? Meaning in a Lo Ta'aseh, from a Klal Prat Klal. Right? The Klal is Tishmor, the Prat is Ri'ah, and then they have another Klal, right? So we said a Klal Prat Klal comes to include more things. So implicitly the Torah includes Harisha, but it's not explicit as a Lo Ta'aseh. So therefore he calls it a Tosefet, meaning an extra. The extra type of melacha that's not written explicitly. So he said he wanted to portray it from Malkut. You think you're going to be portrayed on Harisha that comes from a klal prat klal? V'nasiv l'tamuda l'ftora. Dimken kolani parte lamali. Which means, like we answered, you're not going to be Hayab Malkut, because otherwise why did the Torah list all the other ones? Why did it list Ziri'ah, and Zimur, and Ketzirah, and Betzirah? Ela must be to tell me only those get Malkut, and not others. So, only the four. So therefore the Gemara is saying again, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He made a statement, Rabotai, Tosefet Shevi'it in Bo Malkut Min Dirasha. So everybody was trying to understand, what is he talking about? So the Bir Azar came along and said, I'll tell you what he's talking about. The Azar said that he must be talking about Harisha. Why is he called Harisha Tosefet? Because it's not written explicitly. How do you know Harisha? In a Lo Ta'aseh. You know it from a Klal and a Prat and a Klal. And therefore it's called Tosefet because it's extra. It's not written explicitly. And he wants the reason why you're Patur from Malkut is because the Torah lists four items. The teacher, these four items are Malkut and the other ones not. So that was his derasha. Uftura le mitalmuda. He was portrayed from the following, from that derasha. Good? That was Abdimi. Now, maybe you want to prove from here where Rabbi Al-Azhar stands. Because remember, we had a mahluk at Rabbi Al-Azhar and Rabbi Yohanan. Is Harisha subject to Malkut or not? So he said, Had Amar loke, the Had Amar inu loke. So maybe you want to bring me a proof from over here that Rabbi Al-Azhar is the opinion that says inu loke. Because Rabbi Al-Azhar is talking over here. So Tosfot says, no, you have no proof. Because I could say, Rabbi Al-Azhar is just explaining it Avdimi. But maybe he himself holds, you do get Malkut. So do not bring a proof from over here that the Had Amar Eno Loke is indeed the Bil Azar. Just because the Bil Azar is answering a cryptic statement of Rav Dimi, doesn't mean he holds like Rav Dimi, just explaining the statement. You know? Okay. That's not what the Bil Azar said. The Bil Azar said Tosefet is Harisha. The Rabbi Yohanan Amar. Yamim shehosifu hachamim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Tosefet is not Harisha. Rav Dimi was discussing a new item called Tosefet Shemitah. Shemitah, everybody agrees, starts, let's say, Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? Tishri. However, the rabbis came along and added Tosefet. They added extra days to the Shemitah. V'achi kamar, yachol yilke al Tosefet Rosh Hashanah. Are you going to be loke? The atya mebeharish ubakatsit tishpot, which means, by the way, this Tosefet is not rabbinical. It's actually has its source from the Torah, and we'll see in a moment where do we see it from the words beharish ubakatsit tishpot. But it's a biblical situation. The nasiv la tamuda lefotra kidebainan lememar dekaman. And he's going to bring a derasha, like we're going to say later on, to poter. So Rabbi Yohanan has a totally different understanding of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came along and said, Yaakov Yilkeal Tosefet Shevi'it, which if a guy starts plowing and planting and doing all stuff before Rosh Hashanah, which is Asumah Torah, you think you're going to get Malkut for that? Kamash Malani has a derasha to say you don't get Malkut. Now the Gemara is going to explain it. My Yamim Shelifne Rosh Hashanah. Where are they talking? Where are these days before Rosh Hashanah that are Asur? Kedetan. Ad matay horshin b'sde ilan erev shvi'it. Until when is it permissible to plow in a field erev shvi'it? Meaning in the sixth year. already you see there's a cutoff point in the 6 year when plowing becomes forbidden in a sadeh ilan. That's a field of trees. So we have a machloket. Bet Shammai omrim kozeman sheyafeh laperi. So long as the harisha in the 6th year will benefit the fruit of the 7th year, it's asur. Which means around Shavuot time, actually a little before Shavuot, according to Bet Shammai, already that plowing is beneficial for the coming year. So once already the plowing is not beneficial for the year you're in, but it's like for the future, and it can affect 7th year, and the plowing becomes isur. That's the cutoff. Or Bet Hillel omrim ad atzeret. Bet Hillel gives you a cutoff, Shavuot. And the Gemara just says, you should know, it's actually basically close in proximity to the times. Obviously, Bet Shammai is more Mahmir. So we're going to say Bet Shammai already forbids plowing from before Shavuot, where Bet Hillel says from Shavuot. That's already the Tosefet Shavuot of the rabbis. Now, that's in the Sadeh Ilan. That's in a field of trees. Understand this Gemara and Mishnah? Ve'ad matay horshin Sadeh Halavan, Erev Shavuot. Until when are you allowed to plow Sde Lavan? Sde Lavan is a wheat field. Why do they call a wheat field Sde Lavan? So some say, when you look at the field of all wheat, when it's ripe, it looks white. And others explain, because there's no shade in a wheat field. In the trees, there's shade. Right? But shaken in the wheat, it's all open. So therefore, Lavan is like white from the rays of the sun. Now, when do you stop plowing in a wheat field? Sde Lavan, Mishitichle Haleha. From when the moisture of the ground dries up, the kolzeman, or actually some have the kolzeman, shibne adam horshim lita mikshaot umidlaot. Means so long as people are still planting squash and gourd. What does this mean? So then she learns like this. As long as the ground is still moist, it benefits this year. Once the ground dries up, so now already the plowing is going to start benefiting the next year. Now, how do you know? How do you know what the shiud is drawing? So they gave you an indication. As long as people are still planting squash and gourd, you know the ground is still moist. Therefore, you'd be allowed to plow your Sde Lavan. Once already people stop planting in that year, the squash and the gourd, then you know it means the ground dried up. That's already an indication that you're not allowed to plant and you're not plow anymore. So that's the opinion. So let's review the Shitote. When it comes to Sde Ilan, it's a machloket, Harisha, and the 60th starts before Shavuot, according to Bet Shammai, and according to Bet Hillel, Shavuot itself. In Sde Lavan, everybody agrees. As long as there's Leha in the ground, which means people are still planting vegetables, then already it's Mutar. However, once it dries up the land, it's going to be Asur. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, I cannot accept this. Imken natna Torah shi'ur lechol echad ve'echad biyado. What are you going to start saying now? Everybody has a different time now. His field dries up at one time. This guy's field dries up at another time. So usually the rabbis, they don't give a halakha that's going to be different for one guy. There's another guy. As she explains, for example, what's going to happen over here? You have one guy, his field is still moist. Good. So he's going to plant now. He's still planting mikshaot, he's planting gourd and squash. His neighbor's field dried up already. But he sees that this guy's still planting mikshaot, so he's going to come now and plow. But realize his field dried up. So then we can come to tekala. He's still planting mikshaot, and the other guy stopped planting, doesn't know anything. He sees his friend still plays, oh, must be still permissible to work, because I know the rule. As long as they're planting mikshaot. Yeah, but the mikshaot is an ayah, that your field is still moist. So this guy's going to get confused. His field's not moist, but he's going to see his neighbor planting mikshaot. He's going to come now and plow his Sde Lavan. So the Mishnah says, no good. You can't give a relative shi'ud that for one guy it's this and one guy it's that. Ela b'Sde Lavan ad Pesach u'b'Sde, I'm sorry, b'Sde Lavan ad Pesach u'b'Sde Ilan ad Atzeret. The Mishnah said two things over here. Number one, there's no machloket Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Sde Lavan, wheat field, the cutoff is Pesach. When it comes to Sde Ilan, the cutoff is Shavuot. So he changed two things to be Shimon. Number one, he changed the Sde Lavan. He made a cutoff Pesach. And number two, on the Sde Ilan, everybody holds Shavuot. There's no machlokot between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Skip the parentheses. V'amar Bishimon ben Pazi. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi Mishum Bar Kapara, Rabban Gamliel Ubetino. Listen to this. He says, came Rabban Gamliel and his betin, Nimnu al Shne Perakim Halalu. They voted regarding these two periods, meaning the Shemitah starting on Pesach and the Shemitah starting on Shavuot Ubetlum. And you know what? No more. They nullified the whole deen of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, starting Shemitah early. Now the Gemara says, hold it. Amar Rabbi Zlar Rabbi Abu, Va'amri Leir Shekish Rabbi Yohanan, Rabban Gamliel Bet Dino, Hechi Matzu Mibatet Takatat Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. What do you mean? How could the Bet Din later? They came later than Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. How could they uproot a Takana that day the early rabbis made? We have a rule in Mishnah. Ein betin yachol lebatel devre betin havero, ela im ken gadol mimenu bechumah v'minyan. One betin can only nullify a previous betin, first of all, if it's greater in wisdom and greater in number, quantitatively and qualitatively. And the betin of Rabban Gamliel was not as great as Bet Shammai Bet Hillel's betin. So the Gemara is questioning, what do you mean? How in the world can a Rabban Gamliel come along and say, you know what? That would be Shemaim B'Tel with Mahmid, that you have to start the Shemitah on the 60th from Pesach and Shavuot. We're nullifying it. So they asked this question. Who asked this question? Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Abu. Or Ishtakish asked Rabbi Yohanan. Ishtomem kesha'a hada. It was quiet. He didn't have the answer. It's a good question. He was silent for one moment. Amar le, then he answered him. Imur, I'll say like this. I'll tell you that Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel originally, when they made their takana of starting Shemitah early, they made it conditionally. Whoever wants to come and nullify it, we're giving you permission to nullify. Which means they built in to their takana, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, that it's reversible. If there's another Beit Din that wants to undo, we're giving them permission. So it's as if Bet Shammai Bet Hillel did it. We don't look at it as if Rabban Gamliel uprooted it. Rabban Gamliel was just exercising the permission, the option, that Bet Shammai Bet Hillel gave them. Now Tosafot speaks out, why would they give such an option? Because Bet Shammai Bet Hillel understood, not all the years are the same. In good years, when there's Beracha, I think we can be Mahmir on the people, start Shemitah from Pesach, start Shemitah from Shavuot. But some years, there's a famine, or there's no rain, and the people need the food. Now you're going to stop being Mahmir and start the Shemitah 6 months before? So they understood. Some years the rabbis will have to be lenient. Look at the Tosafot. Kol ha-rotze lebatel yabo v'ibatel. Shemi yitkalkelu ha-karkaot. Ve'en ha-megedelim tebu'a belo harisha lehar zeman. Ze hitnu shiye kawach latil letzorcheheim. Hey, Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, they made a takana to bring berachat to the world, not to bring kilkul to the world. Now, in the place of it, there was no wheat that year. They need wheat. So therefore, they said, you know what, rabbis, if you decide that it's a rough year, you'll be able to overturn. So now it comes out, at least the point of this Gemara over here, we're assuming the law of Tosefet Shvi'it is all a rabbinical item. This is the Bet Shammai Bet Hillel item that they started to be mahmir from Pesach and Shavuot. So the Gemara says, did he? What is Tosefet Shvi'it a rabbinical thing? Halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai. What are you talking about? Tosefet Shvi'it is a halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai. How do you know that? Damar of Aser Mar B'Yohanan M'Shemir B'Nichonya Ish Bekat Bet Chortan. We learned this several times. Esur Niti'ot Araba V'Nisuch Hamayim Halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai. There's three halakha l'Moshe m'Sinai that were set together. Number one is Nisuch Hamayim. Nisuch Hamayim, we're familiar with that. That on Sukkot, the halakha says, besides pouring wine on the Mizbeach, they poured water on the Mizbeach. Now, even though we learned in Masechet Ta'anit, that there was a remez in the Torah, it said Mem Yud Mem in the parasha that talks about the Korbanot of Sukkot, that's only a remez. The real source for Nisuch HaMayim is what? Halakha Moshe Mishinai. What's the second one? Araba. We learned in Masechet Sukkot, there was a custom. Doesn't have customers. Halakha Moshe Sinai. That on Sukkot they would circle the Mizbeach with very tall aravot. Oh, that's a special halakha Moshe Sinai. What's the third halakha Moshe Sinai that has to do with us? The law of Esen Neti'ot. What is Esen Neti'ot? There's a field. The field is 50 by 50 amma. You have 10 saplings. 10 saplings is 10 young trees. So the law is like this. Since they're young trees, and they're in a certain area, specifically the 50 by 50 area, not only are you allowed to plant next to the trees, because if you're not going to plant next to the trees are going to die. So you're allowed to plow up until Shemitah. There's no din of tosefet when it comes to the trees themselves, but you can even plow the whole entire field around the trees. Why? Because since there's 10 trees in that area, it draws the nutrients from the entire field. And if you're not going to plow the field, it's going to cause the trees to die. That's the din of Esen Tiot. So what do you see from over here, from the Halakha of Sinai? That Halakha said, you know what? Normally there's a law of Tosefet Shemitah. How long is Tosefet Shemitah? 30 days. That's the din, 30 days. 30 between Rosh Chodesh Elul, let's say, for argument's sake. That's what already you have to start the laws of Shemitah. However, the Halakha of Sinai said, for Esen Tiot, you can go up until Rosh Hashanah because it's going to be a Hefsed. Look at Rashi. נטיעות, עשר נטיעות, המפוזרות בתוך בית שאה שהוא נון על נון, חורשים כל השדה. You could plow the whole field. שאלה, בשבילן בערב שביעית עד ראש השנה. ואמרה, הנאויל וילדות, since they're young trees, איקה פסדה יתרה. לקח חורשים עד ראש השנה, אבל זה כן, But if it's old trees, אין חורשים עד ראש השנה. עלמא דלחלם שמשיניין. So what do you see? דלחלם שאתה is really telling you that there is an עניין of תוספת. So how could Rabban Gamliel come along and they did away with the Tosefet? Maybe they did away with Tosefet. It's not Petshema and Betelel's item. This is already, there's a concept of Tosefet, Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Amar B'Yitzhak, Ki Gemiri Hilcheta Shiloshim Yom Nefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Rachem Shiv Sinai only gives you 30 days. The Atuhani and Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel came along. Tikun mi Pesach or Me'atzeret. They added, and they took it back to Pesach and to Shavuot. The Atnu Bedidu, and they made a condition on their own law. Kol Arotzeh Lebatel Yabo Vibatel, and therefore the Gemara is saying, Chas v'Shalom, Rabban Gamliel is not going against the Halakha Mishnah. You can't go against, which is the 30-day rule applies across the board by Zekenot. But Shabbat Betel were more Machmid than Halakha Mishnah. They added, but in their edition of Tosefer, they gave a dispensation. They said, listen, if anybody wants to come in Mibatel in another generation, Bechavod. Came Rabban Gamliel and his Betin, and they did away with the Takana of Shabbat Betel, but they kept the 30-day rule. Now let's go one step further. Ve'ani ilchetani nu. He's asking a question. Now, Gemara says, are you telling me that Tosefet Shemitah is a halakha l'Moshe Sinai? Kira'eni nu. It's a pasuk of the Torah, Tosefet Shevi'it. Well, what's the pasuk? Detanya, Be'chadish u'bekadshi tishpot. We have a pasuk. It says, during the Shemitah, well, actually, this pasuk was written by Shabbat. It says, on Shabbat, you can't plow, and you can't reap. Now, one rabbi is going to tell you, it can't be referring to Shabbat here. Because why would it single out, you can't plow and you can't reap on Shabbat? You can't do any melech on Shabbat. So he's going to learn that this pasuk is actually talking about Shemitah. But I don't read the pasuk for Shemitah either. Because the pasuk also says by Shemitah, Tishbot, you can't do any work. So he's going to learn, you know what the pasuk of Baharish Bakasir means? It's talking about not plowing and reaping in the Shemitah. It's talking about plowing in the sixth year and reaping in the eighth year, Tosefet Shvi'it, before Shemitah and after. And what does it mean? Meaning, it's going to tell you that Vadai you can't plow in the 70, that's Pashut. It's Hiddush is telling you, Beharishu Bakatsir, you cannot allow to plow in the sixth if it's going to benefit the seventh. And I can't reap fruit in the eighth that grew in the seventh. So Beharishu Bakatsir, so therefore I have a Pasuk in the Torah that's telling me Tosefet Shvi'it. So what do you tell me? Halakha Moshe Sinai. What Halakha Moshe Sinai? It's a pasuk. So let's read that inside. The Gemara says, "Beharish beKatsir Tishpot." Rabbi Akiva Omer, "En Sarich Lomar Harish beKatsir Shishviyit." It cannot be telling me that it's telling me the laws of Harisha and Katsir and Shemitah. Why? Shere Kevan Nimar Sadecha Lo Tizra VeKher Mecha Lo Tizmor. I know already Melacha during Shemitah is asur. So why do you have to tell me Beharish beKatsir? Ela Harish Shere Erev Shviyit Sheniknas LeShviyit. It's talking about plowing in the sixth year that comes into the seventh year. The katsir shel shvi'it sheyatzah lemosei shvi'it, and so I'm making katsira in the eighth year on stuff that grew in the seventh. Now, Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Rabbi Ishmael says, no. This pasuk of Baharish and Bakasir is talking about Shabbat. Don't plow on Shabbat, and don't make Kitzira on Shabbat. What do I need it for Shabbat for? The Torah says, don't tasiku melaka. So he says, you know what it's telling you like this? It's telling me there's a certain type of Kitzira that's asur on Shabbat. A Kitzira that's similar to Harisha. Let me explain this to you. Is there ever a mitzvah in the Torah anywhere to plow? No, there's no mitzvah in the Torah that you're demanded as a mitzvah to plow. However, there is a mitzvah in the Torah somewhere to make Kitzira. Kitzira ta'omer. On the second day of Pesach, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, uksertem, because you have to go to the field and cut. So the Gemara is saying like this, quote Rabbi Ishmael, Beharish ubakatsir tishbot. On Shabbat, you're not allowed to do harishan kitzira. What type of kitzira is a surah on Shabbat similar to harisha? Voluntary. Just like all harishas are voluntary, only voluntary kitzira is a surah on Shabbat. But kitzira ta'omer, which is mandatory, dohei Shabbat. So it's a bichadush of this pasuk. But it's teaching you kitzira ta'omer is dohei Shabbat. Now, how do we know kitzira is mandatory? I'll tell you. Let's say they went to the field to cut the omer, and they found it was cut already. It was cut. Halakha, you still got to cut. There's a deen you must cut. But let's say you went to the field of the omer, and you found it was plowed already. Good, it was plowed already. Don't deen, you have to plow the omer, the wheat of the omer. You have to cut it. And therefore what? It's telling you in the pasuk, only harishan, kitzira, that are voluntary. That's the type of harishan that's asur, and kitzira that's asur. Mashi'ike kitzira of mitzvah, is duche. And then we read that inside. Second one, Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Ma Harish Reshut, just like Harishan, the whole Torah is always voluntary, Af Kitzir Reshut. So too, cutting, only voluntary cutting is Asur on Shabbat. Yatsa Kitzira Omer, Shi Mitzvah. Now let's review the question. Leave Rabbi Ishmael. According to Rabbi Akiva, we have a source from the Torah to tell me Tosefet Shemitah. Beharish ubakatsir. Harisha in the sixth year that benefits the seven, and Kitzira in the eighth year that from stuff that grew in the seventh. So what are you telling me? Halakha Moshe Mishinai. It's not Halakha Moshe Mishinai, which is something that's explicitly written in the Torah. Not explicit, but it's a pasuk. I don't know Halakha Moshe Mishinai to tell me something that's the drash of a pasuk. So the Gemara's question is again, why are you telling me it's Halakha Moshe Mishinai? The Chaura, it is a pasuk. The question is Alibade Rabbi A. Akiba. Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ki Gimiri Hilcheta Lemishri Yalda. Which means, what does Halakha tell me? Halakha Mishnah is telling me that a Yalda, a sapling, you can go up to Rosh Hashanah. Kira'e Lemesar Zekena. And the Pasuk is coming to Oser a Zekena. Which means, a sapling, which means a young tree in 50 by 50, say, Halakha Mishnah Mishnah says, no problem. You can go up until Rosh Hashanah. It means the Halakha Mishnah says, give me the hetir. What is the pasuk coming to Osir? A zikena, meaning an old tree, you have a deen of Tosef that you cannot plow already from the sixth year. So that's why you need both. I need the Halakha Mishnah to matir a yalda. I need the pasuk to be Osir, a zikena. Meaning of Tosefet. So the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ve'kevan de'ilcheta le'mishli yalda lav memela zekena asira. It's automatic. Once you tell me yalda is mutar, I can apply myself. If yalda is mutar to Rosh Hashanah, that means something is going to be asur before Rosh Hashanah. That's what? Zekena. So that we can't accept that answer. So we're back to the question. What are you telling me? Tzalakha Mishem Sinai. Lecha olat pasuk. Ela hilcheta l'Rabbi Ishmael. Kira'el Rabbi Akiva. You're right. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need Halakha Moshe Mishnah. He didn't have this traditional Halakha Moshe Mishnah. He had it from a pasuk. Oh, but you said it's Halakha Moshe Mishnah. That's for Rabbi Ishmael. Because Rabbi Ishmael learns Beharish Bakatsir for something else, for Shabbat. So therefore, how does he know Tosefet? Tosefet is Halakha Moshe Mishnah. So therefore, the Halakha Moshe Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Ishmael. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, he don't need that Halakha Moshe Mishnah. He's not a tradition for that one. He learned it indeed from the Pasuk of Beharish, Ubakatsir Teshbot. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.